Jackson Cross.
Some hearty blues. Pack up my clothes.
you. I'm leaving if I have crawled, babe. I've got the lonesome hearted blues.
It's a pleasure to be back here at the festival. This is our second time ever, and I think that we're in a contest up here with each other to see who can sweat the most, and I think that I'm going to win today.
I win.
No?
I win.
Well, we're all for a tie, I think. We'd like to start introducing people to you, playing the mandolin from Kingsport, Tennessee. Please welcome Adam Steffi, everybody.
Thank you very much, and are you having a good time so far? What a day, huh? Did you guys order this up or what? Didn't know what it was going to be like. We've gotten rained on for the past 4 or 5 weekends in a row, I think, and we're in Connecticut now. That's right. I forgot. Excuse me. It's a Constitution state, right? Well, our Constitution is to sweat today, so... I think we're going to do it. Doing pretty good so far. Well, y'all look good. You're in the shade. Feeling good. Spunky. Far out. Well, this next song we'll do is one that was written by a friend of ours from down in Georgia. Her name's Louisa Branscombe, and this is a song that is on Allison's I've Got That Old Feeling record, and it's called Steel Rails.
Thank you.
the tide than try to go and win your love. Well, you might as well try to hold back the tide than try to go and win your love. Playing the guitar from Kingsport, Tennessee, he says today's a two-shower day. Please welcome Tim Stafford, everybody. We're going to have Adam over here on the mandolin sing a song for you that was written by a friend of ours from East Tennessee named Jack Tottle. I'm sure a lot of you know who he is. He's a great songwriter, and especially great when he's in between girlfriends or something, because he gets kind of sad and lonesome and writes these really good sad songs. And apparently, Tim just said that he did give us, or he heard a couple new songs, so things must not be going too well right now. We don't hope any misfortune on Jack, but he does sure make some good songs when he's not feeling so good. So this is one of those types of songs. This is one called I'd Rather Be a Lonesome Pine Way on a Ridge Than to Love a Woman Who Only Brings You Pain. From San Francisco, California. She's been with us about 2.5 years. This is her third summer with us. This is Allison Brown, everybody. We're going to get her to kick off this next song that was written by a guy named John Pennell who used to play bass in the band. And this is one called Don't Follow Me.
God's kingdom deeper than praise the Lord, he's gonna set you free. I'm gonna live on down the line. I'm gonna live on down the line. I'm gonna live on down the line. Where the Sabbath has no end. Way down in the lion's den. Then he prayed to Jesus, and Jesus was his friend. I'm gonna live on down the line. I'm gonna live on down the line. I'm gonna live on down the line. Where the Sabbath has no. Some say give me silver, and some say give me gold. I say give me the whole to burn, it's a blessing to my soul. I'm gonna live on down the line. I'm gonna live on down the line. I'm gonna live on down the line. Where the Sabbath has no. Thank you. all you good people and tell me what you've seen. Seen our Lord ascending from Calvary's awful tree. I'm gonna live on down the line. I'm gonna live on down the line. I'm gonna live on down the line where the Sabbath has no end.
Well, I'm glad y'all are in the shade, because it's killing me right here. The sun is just like, about five more minutes, I think we'll be all right. But in the meanwhile, I'll have a sweat bath up here, and
everybody sure, be sure. The sure is holding up.
It's not, the sure ain't holding up at all.
Excuse me.
Sorry about that.
Pardon me. We had the nacho plate on the way. We're just trying to entice y'all to come to our fabulous record bar and boutique up here that we're setting up. Have special Allison Krauss personal hygiene kits. So come up. That consists of a sponge and some lye soap. And a squeegee. So anyway, thank you. This next song we'll do is another one by John Pennell. As soon as I can get my shirt unstuck from myself. This is one that's also on Allison's record, I've Got That Old Feeling. It's called Dark Skies.
Here when there's feel like I'm being questioned about something. Playing the bass from Kingsport, Tennessee, please welcome Barry Bales, everybody.
Right now we're going to get around and let Allison and Allison do a fiddle and banjo song for you. This is one that we've not done in a while, but we'll try it. We'll try it for you anyway. A lot of people come up and ask to get Allison to do a fiddle and banjo number, and so here's one for you right out of the chute. It's called Little Rabbit.
To send this song out to our good friend Larry Perkins sitting down there on the rock. Everybody look at him. We'd like to do a song that we originally heard, at least I did, a fiddler named Richard Green do. Tune because we care. But not that much. Not enough to take a half an hour.
Tim always says, is where the inevitable comparison between Alison Krauss and Dolly Parton will occur. I don't know if any of y'all are familiar with this song, but Dolly had this song out back in the 70s, I believe it was, late 70s, maybe in the early 80s. But it's a real nice song, and it's called But You Know I Love You.
When the morning sun strikes
across my room. Now I'm waking up with another dream of you. Well, I'm on the road once again, it seems. All that's left behind is a chain of broken dreams. But you know, you know I love you. Yes, I love you. Oh, I love you. And if only I could find my way back to the times when the problems of this life had not yet crossed my mind. All the answers could be Tim Stafford. Playing the bass is Barry Bales. Playing the mandolin is Adam Steffi. Playing the banjo is Allison Brown.
And playing the fiddle is Allison Krause. Yeehaw, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Adam. We have time to do one more for you, and before we go, we'd like to mention that we are going to have a table set up there, and probably Larry will be around there if you guys want to meet Larry. He might not say too much, but he might wave at you if you're lucky. We'd like to do one more for you that's written by a guy out of Nashville, Tennessee named Larry Cordell. It's one called Two Highways. Originally done by the Carter family. One called Don't Smoke Homesick Blues, and we'll see you tonight.
Your heart changed from mine, now I love you more. You're in my heart, in mine, and yours. Have some space, heartbroken.
chillin's in the air. The world is hidden from me, but I know it's always there. She's everywhere. I'm not the one who's crying.
Thank you very much. Well, we got a lot of you out there, and I tell you, I don't know, we sure feel a lot better than we did this afternoon. I had to change shirts, man. I went in there, and it's time to change shirts. We'd like to introduce everybody to you one more time tonight. Playing the guitar from Kingsport, Tennessee, please welcome Tim Stapper.
Thanks a lot, y'all. I'd like to mention that second song we did there is one called I'll Still Be Walking in 100 Years, and it was written by these two gals right here, Allison and Allison. Don't you like that? That's a good song. Here's one that's on the Two Highways record, real nice song. It's one called Teardrops Will Kiss the Morning Dew.
That's a brand new song. We just last weekend was the first time we did it, and we didn't have a chance to run over it again. I was a little bit nervous there. That was a song written by a guy who's going to be here tomorrow with one of our favorite bands, the Lynn Morris Band. His name is Marshall Wilburn, and he's a great, great songwriter, and we do a number of his songs, and that's one that'll also be on his brand, well, on the band's new album. It's called Heartstrings, so look for that. Do we have any Stanley Brother fans out there? Well, there's at least five of us up on up here on stage that are big fans. And we love to do this next song. This is one Tim sings really good. Excuse me. I'll get that leg out of there. This is one called Another Night.
I'm on love. now with another man she's gone.
I hate to see that sun is sinking.
Please welcome Allison Brown.
We do a lot of songs by a fellow named John Pinnell. Anybody know who John is? Yeah? He's from a little town outside of Champaign, Illinois, called Sidney, Illinois. And he's a great songwriter. He used to play bass in this band. He wrote the song Too Late to Cry, which some of you might have heard of. But I think this next one is probably the best one he ever wrote. And he ain't through yet.
Whoop.
Whoop. Hear that?
Whoop.
Where's that coming from?
Whoop.
This is one called Foolish Heart.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Y'all look a little cooler tonight than you did this afternoon. Probably feel a little bit better too, don't you? Yay. Well, I know we do. We went home and got sandblasted and then took a shower and we're here. So, how about that? Did y'all ever eat onion rings at Friendly's and them not agree with you? Maybe just a little. I think I'm having that attack right now. I don't know. Anyway, this next song we'll do is one that is on the Two Highways record. And this is a gospel number that a lot of times when we're playing a small club or a small like hall or a concert area, we'll do this without the PA. But we'll try it tonight with the PA because I know nobody would hear it probably past the first three or four bunches of you. So we'll try this one. This is called Heaven's Bright Shore. Comes to the end there where she's got to hit that real high one, and after it's over, she turns around and goes, I sounded like a horn honking. Heaven's bright. I wish I had a horn that honk like that. At any rate, you can take that however you want to, okay. Anyway, this next song we'll do is the title cut off Alice's latest round of record, and this album came out last June, I guess it was. Coming up here in a couple of weeks will be the 1 year bicentennial or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, this is a song that was written by a friend of ours from down around Cotton Valley, Louisiana. His name is Sidney Cox, and it's called I've Got That Old Feeling.
From Kingsport, Tennessee, please welcome Adam Steffi, everybody.
Thank you very much. And this guy back here on the bass, he's definitely the tallest fella in the band. He's standing about probably 6 foot 11 and 3/4 and weighing in at about 110 pounds today. Make him welcome, if you would, Barry Bales. Barry Bales. Yeah. All right. This next song we'll do is one that Tim and Barry and myself used to be in a group called Dusty Miller, and we were up in Canada at one time, and we're trying to live that down. And how cruel. Anyway, this next song, Tim got inspired when we were up in Canada. We were up in British Columbia playing, and he came up with this tune, and it's going to be on a new record, which is going to be coming out hopefully this fall sometime around September, October, and this tune will be on there. It's an instrumental that Tim wrote, and he couldn't think of a name for the tune. We were up there for a couple of weeks and had some days off, and he started composing this one, I guess. And we went into a McDonald's the next morning, and he came up with, we call this Canadian bacon.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. That's Canadian Bacon. For a version twice that speed, be sure and catch our new record. Oh, what happened there? Kind of slow-mo version.
Okay, well, we're going to do one more for you, and before we go, I'd like to introduce everybody to you one more time. On the guitar is Tim Stafford. On the bass is Barry Bales. On the mandolin is Adam Steffi. And on the banjo is Allison Brown. We'd like to do one more. That was another song written by John Pennell, and this has been a real long time since we've done this, but we thought we'd pull it out of the hat. This is we'll see you tomorrow. What time are we on tomorrow?
1 and 3:30.
So we hope you'll be here with us. This is one called Will You Be Leaving? We'll see you later. Just too fast to even think about. We'd like to thank everybody for being so nice to us and coming up and saying hello at the table. We're going to set it up again. If anybody wants to come say hello and see our new groovy pictures.
Yeah, we'll do this one for Bill down here. He comes out
there
to...
There he is.
Is that right? Is that the right? Yeah.
Mike.
You told me Bill, and I told
sorry.
You that. We'll do this one for Mike and Bill down here in the front.
No, it's Bill.
Comes out to a lot of shows. We appreciate it. We'll do this one for Danny, Chuck, Pete, the whole Hee Haw gang down here in the front on the front carpet here. Also, this for Larry Perkins, who's along with us this weekend. Appreciate him for coming. We're having a blast. And thank all of y'all. We really appreciate it. This is a song. Song that's on two highways. It's called Wild Bill Jones.
Thank you.